New Zealand's Labour Party has unveiled its biggest promise of the election campaign, promising to make tertiary education free for the first 3 years of study. Opposition leader Jacinda Ardern made the pitch to high school students in Auckland today, saying it would phase in from next year.
I'm here to announce that when Labour takes office, we will bring forward that first free year of that policy, so that from 2018, everyone who hasn't studied before will have their first year of study for free.
It's a radical idea and runs counter to many other Western education systems. Australia, for instance, scrapped free university study in the 1980s. To discuss it further, I spoke to one of Australia's leading education experts, Andrew Norton, from the Grattan Institute. Andrew Norton, New Zealand Labour has today promised free university degrees, which sounds great if you're a student who's looking at incurring the debt anyway, but can it work?
I don't think it can over the long run, because New Zealand, like Australia, is a fairly low-tax country, and it's very difficult to afford a big higher education system when you don't charge students anything and you don't have a high amount of tax revenue to pay for it.
So is that because if it's free, everyone's going to dive into uni education?
In New Zealand, there'll be limits on the number of students who can do it. So that's actually one of the dangers of free higher education, that the government ends up rationing it by reducing the number of student places.
Because they're uncapped here in Australia. So are they capped in New Zealand?
They are capped in New Zealand, yes. So that's a very big difference between Australia and New Zealand. And I think we can be pretty sure the first time New Zealand hits a budget deficit, there'll be fewer student places under a free education system.
So could that cause some political problems in New Zealand if New Zealand Labor does get in and institute this policy?
It probably will happen down the track. They will have what used to be a big issue in Australia, which is unmet demand for higher education, where you get large numbers of people who've got the marks to do higher education but don't actually get any offers for a place.
So for any prospective uni students listening, what's the chances of a policy like this being proposed here in Australia?
Look, I think it's low in Australia because both the major parties still support students paying for their education. Nevertheless, I think students are unhappy about some of the levels of debt that they've got. And so you could get some debate about the level of fees.
Yeah, we're all focused on the cost of living. So for a young person finishing university today, they do have to pay it back through their income. But how significant is student debt in 2017?
Well, many people will be graduating so between $20,000 and $40,000 in debt. Probably that's going to take them 10 to 15 years to repay. And so that is a reasonable amount of time to spend repaying debt. And I guess my concern is that some people are doing postgraduate study without having ever worked full-time, and that's increasing the amount of money they owe and increasing the amount of time they'll have a debt hanging over them.
So what's driving this increase in postgraduate studies?
Some of it is people just believing that they need a postgraduate qualification to differentiate themselves in the labour market. The graduate labour market's been relatively tough for the last few years and people are trying to make themselves look a little bit different. But of course, there is that trade-off that it costs you more in both time and money to do postgraduate study.
Andrew Norton from the Grattan Institute.